This is an MUT Radio podcast. MUT Radio Sport News.
Bringing to you your full sport news bulletin on the MUT Sports Desk this morning. It's Velo Hot Day, but the time is 8:30. Good morning. Starting off with the Betway Premiership, Monapole Saleng scored a stoppage timer winner as Orlando Pirates had to come from behind to claim a 2-1 win over Chippa United at their Betway Premiership season opener. Andile Jali returned to haunt his former club, scoring a stunning long-range strike to give the visitors a lead midway through the first half, but Tseho Faso Mabaso equalized from the penalty spot on the stroke of halftime. The match began with the host displaying plenty of energy, but their first clear opportunity didn't come until the 15th minute when Oli Sanda directed a header wide from a corner. The breakthrough came from the 22nd minute courtesy of Jali. After a loose ball was partially cleared, he unleashed a powerful half volley that left the goalkeeper Sipho Chaine stranded.
And then Jali, oh wow, oh my goodness. Oh, it's been a long time since he's...
The Soweto Giants pressed hard for an equalizer for the rest of the half. In the 35th minute, Monapole Saleng forced a save from Stanley Nwabali after capitalizing on another loose ball. China was tested again shortly after blocking a volley from Beneva Evanga in the 37th minute. The Buccaneers were presented with a golden chance to level the score just before the break when Saleng was fouled in the box. Mabasa's last season Golden Boots winner with 16 goals stepped up and confidently converted the penalty, ensuring both he and Orlando Pirates were on the score sheet for the 2024-2025 campaign. Saleng came agonizingly close to giving Pirates a lead in the 78th minute, hitting the right post from inside the area. Yet he wasn't to be denied as he found the net with a header in the stoppage time, clinching a dramatic comeback victory from Jose Rivera's side.
Big men are still up there. Oh! Bonifone Saleng has won it for Orlando Pirates.
And in international news, Manchester City made a sluggish start to their Champions League campaign as they drew 0-0 against Inter Milan on Wednesday. Pep Guardiola's side have won all four of their Premier League games this season but failed to break down Italian champions Inter in a repeat of the 2023 final won by City. City lost Kevin De Bruyne to injury at halftime, but Phil Foden fired straight at Inter's goalkeeper Yann Sommer with their best chance as Erling Haaland was kept quiet on the night he was chasing his 100th goal for the English club. But overall, the City head coach Pep Guardiola said his team was satisfied with the game.
We face a really, really difficult team and champion from Italy during the last 2 or 3 years and top-class team, physical, have all departments, have a good build-up with Sommer and Bastoni and all the players and transition, especially in the first half, that being alone without no pressure to the ball, we lose the ball. And when that's up against that team, they kill you. But I'm really, really satisfied for the game we played and defending how they defend. They are masters of that. So deep. They help each other unbelievably. So you cannot expect to create a lot of chances, but the chance we create the first half, one from Bernardo, and especially second half, so clear. And in this type of games, the difference is that we play much better than the 2 years ago, the final against them in the final Champions League.
And finally, in the world of cricket, Afghanistan comprehensively outplayed South Africa in every department to complete an arousing 6-wicket victory in the first 3 1-day internationals at the Siraj Cricket Stadium on Wednesday night. off-spinner Alaka Zafar, lefty arm seamer Falzaha Faroki claimed 3 wickets apiece inside a power play as South Africa crashed to a humiliating 106 all out of choosing to bat first and batsman Azatula on Mora 25 and Goldabar, who had 34, completed a victory of 24 overs in a spell. That is all from me, Mfoka Pungane. I'll bring you more of this tomorrow morning, same time, same place, for MUT Radio Sports News. I am Mvelo Hadebe.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.